morning to everyone who's not here, because I always get to the first song and think, I forgot so-and-so. So good morning to all our lovely listeners, and we pray wherever you are, you're having a blessed time. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll see. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you that you know us, thank you that you created us, and thank you that you know, who we are, Lord, and that sometimes we get in a muddle. But Jesus, we have so much to thank you for, and we thank you for being here. We thank you for the family around us here and our own family and friends. But most of all, we thank you for you, Jesus. And we come here this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we do thank you that we can do that in this freedom, Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, your power throughout the universe displayed. And this is chosen, this is chosen by Bruce Barker this morning. As you probably know, I'm going to be reading out Bruce's testimony later in the morning. The first two songs are very special to Bruce. So I'll say a little bit more about the other one as we come to it.
How great thou art.
know that's also one of Sarah's favourite and her dad's favourite. Yeah. And probably a lot of us. Beautiful song. Now this song, Love Divine or Lust Concerning. And you may have heard us say before, this is very special to Bruce Barker, as he had it at his wedding, and also at the funerals, Thanksgiving services of his mother and father-in-law. And anyone else?
My mother and father-in-law at the wedding.
Oh, and I thought it was, but I thought I'd check. And his mother and father-in-law's wedding. So it's been a really special song in the family. Very special to Bruce's heart. So we're going to sing Love Divine, or Love's Exile.
Can I just say,
yes,
the song we just sung as well, that was at me and Dee's wedding, so that's very special to us
as well. I should have remembered that.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's very special
to
us.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Graham, for you and Deborah. So at your wedding as well.
Yeah.
I was there. I should have remembered. I know you had Amazing Grace.
Yeah. I can't remember the song. I can remember the singing.
Yeah. On Delaware. Wonderful. So we're going to have time of prayer. I'm actually going to sit here because it's going to be different today. I'll get through now. I'm going this way, so I'll knock down the music stand. I just thought, as family this morning, wouldn't it be lovely just to pray together, just maybe what's on our hearts. It would be lovely to start with some adoration of Jesus, thanksgiving to Jesus for all that he's done in our lives, or thanks for any blessings that you might like to share. So if it's helpful, I'll start with adoration, and then we'll go into some thanksgiving prayer, and anything else that's on your heart to do with our country or the world, or there's an interesting meeting coming up this week, I understand, somewhere in Alaska. So there's so much that we can pray for, and please don't feel under any pressure. If you want to pray quietly in your hearts, obviously that's fine, but it's always a blessing to hear prayers that we can amen to. So so I thought I'd sit and be with you. So let's start with the reason we're here. Jesus, we're here to worship and adore you. And we sang at the beginning about your creation and how amazing your creation is. We want to thank you of the beauty of your creation and how living in a place like Devon, we are so blessed to enjoy it. And Lord, of course, we have so much to thank you for and adore you for in what you've done in our lives. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Dear Lord God, I come before you this morning. Thank you, as Julie said, to thank you once again for loving us, for being with us day in and day out. Yes, we still have problems, all of us have got some problem or other. But we know you are there with us and holding us up. And we thank you so much for that. I pray for those who are in need this day. We need your healing touch. I think of Alan more than I lift her up to you and pray for complete healing for her. And Brian and the others in the family, I pray. Won't pay for each individual person, Lord, but you do know us all, and you know our problems. But we do thank you so much. Can I just say, Lord, that April going in to America again for a couple of weeks, Lord, and the dad and mum that's going as well, and I think just to help her to be settled, so and ready for all the different things the hospital's going to do when she comes back. Just ask for your hand to be upon her, so help her through it, Lord. just bring everyone here to you and thank you for them and thank you for the love that we have for each other. It is just like a little family. Pray for Bruce and Eunice too. They'll be back with us again soon and have a decent break. Dear, just thank you once again for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Lord, we wouldn't be here without you dying on the cross for our sins. And Lord, sending your Holy Spirit to live in us, that we might live a new life according to your ways. And we thank you always. That as we speak up, you are there. You are there waiting to catch us. And Lord, we want to thank you for those you bring into our lives. And especially this morning, thanking Robert for his two trips home, for the things I've forgotten, and for Richard being back with us and playing for us and singing again. Lord, we thank you. I thank you for, as Rita said, for each and every one here that I certainly hold so dearly in my heart. And Lord, nothing happens by accident, and you've brought us all together for a purpose, to glorify your name, Jesus, in this place. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for so, so much, Lord. Amen. Lord, would you bring the right words into the hearts and minds of Trump and Putin as they meet in Alaska this week? Lord, we want to see an end to the war in Ukraine. We want to seek peace. But Lord, let your will be done in that place and many other places, as we think too of Israel and Gaza, and the Middle East in general. Lord, let your will be done. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious name we pray. So as we're having our season of testimonies, I get to do mine next week, so it will obviously be my favourite songs, but I've sneaked a few of my other favourite songs into other people's, and as Bruce only gave me two, this is one of them, and it's called Before the Throne of God Above. I have a strong, a perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written in his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no power can make me thence depart.
we practiced this so much yesterday.
We did.
It's quite hard, and I can't hear it very well either.
Oh, turn it up a bit.
And we practiced it so much. Yes, we've got it. When you come in. And then we both missed it. Today, and when Bruce's mum was in hospital, he took in a Bible video, talking one, yeah, the audio Bible, and it started at John 14, and that was when Bruce learned that that was his mum's favourite passage in the Bible. So, isn't God good? There's probably lots of others as well, yeah, but she was thrilled about it. So, God is good. All the time.
All the time.
God is good. So, Richard's going to read.
So, John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know me, you do know him, and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live and also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have sent to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back to you.' If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave."
Really, thank you, Richard. So now we're going to sing, "There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One."
Oh.
normally read, do you?
No, not.
You did. You did that very well. You should do it more often.
Oh, thank you.
You carried that off, okay? So yeah, we did.
Oh, thanks, because when I asked him, obviously I was aware of that.
Yeah.
Said, do you feel able down
there?
Yeah.
No, so yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
it.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's hope I didn't leave Bruce's testimony. Oh. So let me know if you can't hear me. So, Bruce Barker's testimony. I was born in the Hearts and Essex Hospital and lived for the first 6 years in Bishop Stortford. Two things stand out from that time. One, my dad waving his keys out of the roof vent of our minivan that got stuck in snow and we could not get out. But you did, right? And two, I climbed a tree in the back garden and was about 25 feet off the ground when I fell out. When I landed, all I had was a sore bottom. To me, this was the first intervention from God. We moved to King's Kurzweil due to my mother's health and lived first in a flat. We did not have much money, so I remember making paper chains using a roll of bus tickets a kind conductor gave me. And that's where you see God in the literature. We moved to Bushmead Avenue, where I joined the Cubs. As my mother was the leader and my dad was the scout leader, I remember feeling very proud to be the flag bearer on Remembrance Day. I went to church as part of the parade, but thought it was boring. We then moved to St. Luke's Road, where I was allowed to go to the local shops on my own, which I was very pleased with. It was on one of these occasions that I had the distinction of beating my bicycle down the hill on my arm. Did you get that? So he got there before the bike did,
yeah.
On his arm. We attended Upton Vale Baptist Church, where I drove my poor Sunday school teacher, Mr. Bunce, up the wall because I used to mess around so much. Imagine. I still had no interest in God. We moved to Trusham, where I spent my school years riding back and forth to school on a bike. It was then that we attended Prospect Chapel in Newton Abbot. And after one Sunday evening service, I felt a stirring that I had not felt before. That night, when I went to bed, I prayed the most dangerous words anyone can pray. If you are real, God, then come into my life. The next moment, I had what can only be described as a burning in my chest, as if my heart was on fire. The feeling was so strong, I had to get out of bed. I was baptized weeks later. During this time, when I was 17 and cocky, I helped a farmer out by turning hay. The tractor I was driving had no roll bar, and if anyone knows what a hay turned is like, it is a series of bike circles, like lawn rakes, that revolve. Once I finished the first field, I started towards the second field, which was up a steep hill, when suddenly the engine cut out.
So I put my foot hard on the brakes, but was still gaining speed backwards. So my instinct was to turn it into the side hedge. The next thing I remember was walking down from the field with a small bump on my head and a torn sweatshirt. Wow. The next day, I went back with the farmer, and when I saw the tractor, it showed it had rolled several times. It was then that I realised that God had saved me. I joined the Gospel Heirs with my dad as top tenor and went to meetings all over the Southwest. And the best one was when we went as a combined choir to the Cardiff Hall. We didn't just pack the hall, there were about 500 people listening outside. Even Shirley Bassey did not do that. I met my first fiance at Prospect Chapel, and she worked at Brunel Manor. Things went well for a while, but then they went downhill, resulting in a fractious meeting with her and the then managers of the manor, who basically broke up my engagement. After a while, I started attending Bubby Baptist Church, where I settled down. It was there, after an evening service, that I met Dawn, and in 2 weeks, we were engaged. And 6 months later, we were married at Barton Baptist, where we had the unique distinction of having three ministers. One from Bubby Baptist, can't remember his name, and Rob Day and Bob Davey. Over the next few years, we moved to Winchester Avenue, and my two daughters were born. I was helping out at a youth club at Barton Baptist with a leader from the church. I remember we were standing in the lounge surrounded by young people, all talking at once. And the leader was trying to say something, but no one was listening. So I did a quick shout to quieten the room, and he told me off in front of everyone. That hurt me badly, and I gave up going to church completely. He retired, and Ian Lovell came as minister. I met him in Sainsbury's, where I told him he would not get me back into church. But God obviously had a different idea, and Ian not just got me back into church, but became a good friend. I was involved in youth work again and took over doing the PA, where I installed a completely new system and ran about 1,200 metres of cable. Ian then got the call to another church, and Bruce Porter became the temporary leader until the new minister came. Unfortunately, I had a less harmonious relationship with the new minister and made the decision to leave the church. I have since been able to forgive this minister. It took me several weeks, but my wife persuaded me to come to the Willows Community Church. From then, things have looked up. I am doing what I really enjoy, and that is doing the recordings. A few years ago, I started going severely anemic and had a number of camera investigations, which resulted in them finding a polyp. On the Saturday, they were going to try and remove it. I did my normal thing and closed my eyes while they put the camera down my throat. After several minutes, I sensed panic in the room, and instead of removing it, they made the bleeding worse, which resulted in a 4-day stay in hospital. The Sunday after this attempt, the endoscopy consultant came to see me, and his first words were something like, "Well, that was a massive disaster," for which I thanked him for being honest and said that the next time I needed to be knocked out. This happened, and they still could not remove it, but took samples, which is when I found out that I had cancer. The week before my surgery, I met with the surgeon who explained the risks. My response was, Well, if I die on the table, then I win, as I will be with Jesus. But if I survive, I win, as I am back with my family. The look on his face was one of amazement, and he now understood why I was so calm about it. As you know, last year my parents had to go into a home, which left me dealing with their bungalow. It took me 6 to 8 weeks to clear enough to put it on the market. My mum was promoted to glory in December last year. During this time, I'd started drinking heavily due to stress, but more on that later. My colleagues and some of the customers could not understand why I was not sad about my mum's passing, but I explained that she was with God and at peace. During this period, I had lunch at the Brookside in Bubby Tracy, and their staff were brilliant, knowing when I needed to chat and when I needed to be left alone. There is also a lady called Paula who works for Sainsbury's in Torquay at the self-checkouts. She picked up on my situation and chatted with me with compassion. I have finally managed to stop drinking, but it was not me. God has intervened again, and I have no withdrawal symptoms at all. Praise the Lord. We may never know or realise when God steps into our lives to save us from danger. But when I look back, it's just like the Footprints poem. I look back and see where I was carried, even when I did not know God. Thank you for sharing that, Bruce. Throughout, you can just see God's intervention, not just in the saving and obviously from the cancer, but in so many ways he's brought you through, as he does with all of us, and we're really grateful that you've shared so personally with us. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank
another one of my favourites. I did send them to Bruce to check that he was happy with them too. This Bruce. And one of the things that spoke to me here is, it says, "You have called us out of darkness to declare your praise. We exalt you and enthrone you. Glorify your name." And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Our lives should glorify him.
Oh,
So another favourite of ours. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And isn't Bruce glad he cried out to God that evening? Come to you in prayer as we've just sung. And Lord, we can bring anything to you because you know it before we bring it. So thank you that you know everything about us and that we can live in that security. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. Thank you.
I see. of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore.